Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Friday, I critiqued Lansing Mayor Bonero's fiscal year 2018 executive budget recommendation. I explained that the proposed budget totaling just over $207 million did not disclose how much was allocated to catch up payments for the city's more than $600 million of unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. From information in previous budgets, I project that the city should be making an additional $30 to $40 million of catch-up payments beyond what is hidden in the proposal. I am not alone in noticing the lack of information on this major expenditure. In an interview on this station yesterday, Lansing City Council member Jody Washington confirmed that the budget did not address massive unfunded liabilities. By the way, Washington referred to these unfunded liabilities as legacy costs. The use of that term, in my view, is deceptive. Calling them unfunded liabilities makes it explicit that these are existing city government obligations that have not yet been paid. So, where can Lansing City government come up with $30 to $40 million of annual expenditure cuts? Today I am mailing to Mayor Bonero and members of the City Council a letter with my analysis outlining $45 million of reduced costs, which, when offset by lower revenues, still reduces net expenditures by more than $31 million. In making these suggestions, I look for three kinds of cuts. First, the city should cease all functions that are already available in the private sector. As an example, Lansing area residents will still have places to play golf if the city doesn't provide courses. Second, for many departments, I suggest returning to the actual expenditure levels of fiscal year 2016. Third, the city of Lansing has some departments that are significantly overstaffed compared to practices in other cities. For instance, because of unfunded liabilities, the city of San Jose, California reduced its police force from 1.38 officers per 1,000 residents down to 0.86. The proposed Lansing budget staffs the department at more than 2.1 per 1,000 residents. Come back tomorrow as I go into more details on how Lansing can realign its finances to cover its unfunded liabilities here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.